Good morning, church. Today is March 22nd, Sunday. Welcome to our e-worship. Hope that your time is 9:30 at your home in the morning, not 9:30 at night. The church has been trying very hard to maintain our schedule of gatherings so that when we resume, hopefully soon, that we don't have to disrupt our routine and pattern. So I hope that you can all join us on worship on Sunday morning. We also have arranged e-fellowships. I know the Cornels met this past Thursday night, and Clay Friday night, QF. So we're going to have e-Sunday school and e-prayer meeting, maybe even. So please join us to be connected. Things have changed greatly in the last few days. I'm sure all of you have experienced a lot of anxiety to all the changes, gluing your eyes to the TV. Just a few days ago that the BC government has announced that we are in a stage of emergency. But don't let that scare you too much, because a couple of years ago, on August 15, 2018, our province also declared a state of emergency because of the forest fire. So the church has been preparing for the last month or so. But when it came, this crisis came, the shutdown, suspension came, it is still a shock, and we are still not as prepared as we hope that we have been. I'm sure you are going through a lot of stress and anxiety in these last few days. Some of us miss the church gathering, the church fellowships. Some of us are worried about the virus, the health, the situation out there, how long this is going to last. And I'm sure a lot of us is worried about the finance impact on us, our investment savings. If you're running a business, I'm sure you're under a lot of stress. Our job, am I still going to have my job? So I myself is also stressed a bit, because all this came, even though we are prepared, but still came quite subtle, that we still have to do a lot of preparations, putting our worship online. We did that, all three worships, Cantonese, Mandarin, and English, we were able to do all that in less than 48 hours. Then we got our worship online. So we're in the process of putting more e-gatherings. And I myself is also under a lot of stress, anxiety, just like you. I'm trying to learn how to use all these electronic means. And as most of you know, that I'm not exactly the smartest guy in using all the technology. Eat this and eat that, Zoom this. And so I'm still learning how to host a meeting on Zoom. That's the program that the church is using to set up the meetings. And but then I'm slowly getting the hang of it, and actually I'm getting a bit good at it now. And I kind of rely on the features in the Zoom, in the meeting, that if you're the host, you can actually mute any of the participants. So you find that when I find that somebody is talking too much, I can just mute the person, and I can even shut the person out of the meeting. So I'm starting to like this Zoom meeting. In times like this, I'm sure we all have anxiety, feel the stress, our physical needs, our direction, where are we going? You feel maybe a bit lonely at home, being isolated. You miss the brothers and sisters from church. You may even ask why and when this is going to happen. So this morning, I hope that through Psalm 23, we can encourage each other. Psalm 23 is about the shepherd leading his sheep. It's a psalm that we all loved, a psalm that most of us were able to recite, a song that we probably will use to encourage others. This Psalm 23 is about shepherd and sheep. We are the sheep. I myself certainly at this time feel like I'm a sheep. I feel so weak, sometimes helpless. A sheep is defenseless, sometimes a bit dumb. Sometimes I need more wisdom to plan things, how to lead the church. At moment, I felt that I need help from the Lord. I need heavenly wisdom. What should we do? There are a lot of sheep that I'm leading, the whole church. I want to make sure that everybody is safe. But yet I want to continue to be able to worship, to be connected. So I need a lot of directions. And I do feel like I'm a sheep, sometimes helpless. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. The first two verses of Psalm 23 give us the promise that God will meet our needs. We are worried at this moment about the stock market, our finance situation, maybe even our business. Are we going to have enough food, enough toilet paper, basic supplies? We don't need a 1 year of toilet paper, I'm sure this will be over in less than a year. But we try to get as much toilet paper as we can. But here the Lord promised us, He is our shepherd. He makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside quiet water. When we read this before, we may think of the green pastures when we're lying down in Stanley Park. Besides quiet water, maybe on the river, in the interior, in a quiet area, or sitting on the beach in Hawaii. We always think of that when we read this, lie down in green pastures. But we have to think of it from the perspective of a sheep. When a sheep lying down on the green pasture, it's a different meaning, because what do sheep eat? They eat grass. So it's like a sheep is lying down on the food that it can eat. There's so much food that a sheep can never consume. So much water for the sheep to keep drinking, it will never be shut off. So it's like us eating a buffet on a cruise ship. I know that it's not a good time to talk about cruise ship. But imagine in the good times, during the good times, when you go join a cruise, there's so much food to eat, isn't it? Like on a cruise ship, you can eat in the morning when you wake up, breakfast, lunch, you go to a different restaurant on the cruise ship. At night, you go to a sit-down dinner. In the evening, then you go to a pizza and a donut. In the middle of the night, you cannot sleep, you can still go have sandwich. So there's so much food there, like a sheep lying down on the grass. Or maybe today, we can picture ourselves lying down on 10,000 rolls of toilet paper. There's so much supply. So the Lord promised us, He's our shepherd. We would not lack of anything. So in this challenging time, be not be worried. God looked after our needs in the past, and He will look after our needs today and the days to come. We are in a great anxiety. We are worried. We sometimes are a bit scared because we do not know the direction. Sometimes we are scared because we don't know where we are heading. We are worried because we don't know this is a new virus. We don't know when this is going to end. So we worry, we scare, we look for directions from the health authority, from the government. We need directions. We need someone to lead us. We need a leader. Like the sheep, when they do not have a shepherd, the ships will be lost. They will get lost. The sheep follow the shepherd. He leads me beside quiet waters. He guides me in the paths of righteousness. Our Lord leads us. Our Lord guides us. He guides us in paths of righteousness. The paths here refers to well-defined and well-worn trail. So it's a trail that he has prepared. It's a well-defined trail. He's our leader, our shepherd. Sometimes during this period, I worry that I may not be able to provide the right direction for the church. When the news or the government regulation, the banning first came, that we had to limit gathering to 250 people. We have a board meeting. Should we gather together in smaller groups? Should we just stop our worship? Maybe small groups can go on. So at the end, we decided that we have to support our government. We want to be a good witness. We want to bring glory to God. So we decided that we will suspend all gatherings, no matter how small it is, not just the ones over 250. Just be a goodness, be a supporter to control this spread of this virus. It's a tough decision. I know that some members, especially the younger ones, are not very happy. Why can't we continue our small group? So in difficult times, we have to make tough decisions. Sometimes it is not easy. We need to look to our Lord for direction, for leadership. So in challenging time like this, we have to spend more time to pray to our Lord. Our wisdom is no longer sufficient as we are going into uncharted territory. It is the time for us to look up, to look towards God. I have to make a lot of difficult decisions. And Cynthia and I, Simo and I, have been praying very hard. We pray all the time, look for God's guidance, God's direction. Last night, a few nights before, Wednesday night, we have our first online Cantonese Wednesday night prayer meeting. We have close to 40 participants. We haven't had that many people joining a prayer meeting before. So I think God is using this crisis to revive our church, to revive each individual, to help us to look to Him for directions, for guidance. But He is the great shepherd. We should no longer focus on ourselves, should not focus on just the TV news. TV news sometimes could be scary because their aim is to generate more viewers, not necessarily give us a balanced view of the situation. So be careful. We have to be updated with the news, but try to focus on the government news, from the health authority. I've been receiving all kinds of WhatsApp messages, emails, with all these rumors. Some of them obviously are fake news. A lot of this fake news is generated to scare people. So all this fake news, usually the first half, how can you tell it's a fake news? Usually the first half is genuine, it's true. And the second half, then you start scratching your head. Is this for real? Then it's probably not real. So we should not just focus on the media, but to focus on the Lord. This week, when I was preparing my sermon, and I watched the news on TV, and I was quite stressed out. So I decided to go out and take a walk to the park. It was a really sunny afternoon. So as I walked to the park, I saw a group of teenagers playing floor hockey on the street. They're just enjoying life, no school. I saw a young family with two kids, children, running around on the grass field, And I saw a few people walking their dogs. Everything was so quiet, peaceful. And then at the moment, suddenly I have this heavenly peace in my heart. I watch too much news, TV. I'm not saying that you should not, you should, but I should spend more time look at the other side, look at God. We have to focus on God in challenging time like this. We need the shepherd to guide us, not the TV news. But we may still have fear as the Lord is leading us through the valley of the shadow of darkness. Even though I walk through, verse 4, the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Verse 4 gives us free encouragement here. When we walk through this valley of the shadow of the virus, we are not alone. For you are with me. The Lord is with us. Today, as we are isolated at home, we feel lonely. And when we are lonely by ourselves, we worry. We don't have the support from the brothers and sisters like we used to. So that's why I encourage you to continue to have fellowship through online meetings. But feeling alone, the closest experience I have walking through the valley of the shadow of the death is a couple of years ago. I have to have a surgery. It's not a big surgery, but when I was admitted to the hospital, the doctor said that my condition wasn't good enough to operate on me. So I had to rest in the hospital under medication to improve my health so that they can operate on me. So I waited for a week. So every morning I said, "No, is it my turn yet? I'm ready." But the doctor said, "You're not ready yet." So until one morning, 5 o'clock, I don't know why they always come so early, they start at 5 o'clock. Nurses came, woke me up. I just start going into my deep sleep at 5 o'clock. They woke me up, put me on another bed, and roll me to the operating ward. They said that it's your turn. So I said, "Can I wait for my wife to come?" I said, "No, we cannot wait. You're the first one." I said, "Wow, 5 o'clock, so early." So I was lying there in the operating room. It's a big operating room. I was the only one there, the first one in the morning. It's very quiet. There's only two nurses there. They're just preparing the start of the day. So after they got me prepared, then they start talking to each other, start joking while nothing is happening. And I lie there. I was obviously under a lot of anxiety, scared. So they start joking to each other. So one nurse said, "No, this is the best hospital in the province. I'd rather die on a taxi to this hospital rather than to any other hospital." So that's not a great encouragement. You mean someone's going to die here? So that is the moment I felt so lonely, alone. I wish Cynthia was there, but I have to go through that all by myself. It's a very lonely, scary feeling. But here the Lord said, even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear not, for the Lord is with you. The Lord is with us when we're going through this virus situation. And we are just walking through. We are not staying there. We are not staying in this crisis forever. And if you look at the history, most of the pandemic virus only lasts a short while, maybe a few months. SARS, swine flu, Ebola, avian flu, West Nile virus, they will all eventually end. A few days ago, news from China, Wuhan, China, that now they have zero infection in Wuhan. It sort of, quote unquote, ended for them. So there is an end. So let's not, we have to be concerned, but we are just passing through this valley of death. Let that be an encouragement to us. There is light at the end of the tunnel. The Lord is with us while we are just passing through. And the third point that we can learn from verse 4 here, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Staff is for guiding the ships. When they go astray, you try to pull the ship with the staff. It's a long stick, pull them back. The rod is to protect, but also sometimes if the ship is not listening, you try to pull them back, but they just keep going in their own directions. Then you have to use the rod to hit the bump a little bit, slight tap, not killing it, but you have to tap the ship so they can come back in line, follow you. And sometimes God used that little tap with his rod to just get our attention. Isaiah 65, verse 1. I have made myself available to those who haven't bothered to ask. I am here, ready to be found by those who haven't bothered to look. I kept saying, I am here, I am right here, to a nation that ignored me. It's from the Message Bible. God keeps saying, I am here, I am right here, but yet people, a nation, not just a few people, a whole nation ignored him. People did not hear. Are we sometimes one of these people? God has been shouting to us, I am here, I'm right here, but yet we did not hear. This drought in Africa. In 2019, last year, UN has allocated 45 million to try to help Somalia, Ethiopia, and Kenya to counter the drought problem. A few days ago, I read the Times of Israel. The prey of locusts set to descend upon Middle East in time for Passover. And the news said, a pair of locusts, the likes of which have been unseen for over 30 years, is about to hit Africa and the Middle East. It's reported by the senior locust forecasting office. I didn't even know there's a job as a locust forecasting officer. Why is this all happening? Drought, locust, pandemic, deadly disease. God wants our attention. Why God wants our attention? 2 Chronicles 7, 13 to 14. Suppose I hold back the rain or send locusts to eat the crops or make my people suffer with deadly disease. If my own people will humbly pray and turn back to me and stop sinning, then I will answer them from heaven. I will forgive them and make their land fertile once again. God wants our attention. God wants VCAC's attention. As a community here, we have to repent, we have to revive, we have to connect together, individually repent, and as a church, we have to repent to God. Maybe we have been focusing the wrong thing, maybe we haven't been sharing the gospel as much as we should. When was the last time you shared the good news with your neighbor? This is the time. We are in a crisis. People who are scared, are worried, they're looking for directions, they're looking for a way out. This is a time for us to share God's good news, God's peace with them. When was the last time you shared this good news with someone close to you? This time that we have to pray, When was the time you pray? When was the last time you joined a prayer ministry? You joined a prayer meeting and pray corporately. In the past, the prayer meeting is always the least attended ministry in the church. It is a time for us to repent, reflect, revive, and reconnect with God. So this is the opportunity, it's a golden opportunity for us to revive. God did not put this onto us, this disease onto us for no reason. He wants our attention. He wants us to repent. Then he will heal the land. So brothers and sisters, repentance starts from us, leaders, pastors, elders, deacons, fellowship leaders, small groups. And let us all repent and revive. And I believe this crisis will bring revive to VCAC. March 15, not too long ago, a few days ago, U.S. declared that day as the National Day of Prayer. And daughter of Billy Graham, Anne Graham, made this prayer that I want to share with you this morning. Even from Anne Graham, even as I pray for your peace, I wonder, could this wicked, insidious, evil virus be the trigger that sparks a spiritual awakening in our beloved nation? Are you trying to get our attention, demanding that we wake up in our relationship with you? I know we desperately need to wake up. You have my attention. And Graham continued to say, therefore, like the prophet Daniel of old, I turn to you in humility and shame as I confess on behalf of America. Again, you can say on behalf of Canada. Some of the national sins that come to mind. I confess national addiction to sex, to money, to pleasure, to entertainment, to pornography, to technology, to drugs, to alcohol, to food, to television, to popularity, to ourselves. I confess our foolishness of denying you as the one true living God, our Creator, to whom we are accountable, living as though our lives are a cosmic accident with no eternal significance. I confess our arrogance and pride that has led us to think we are sufficient in ourselves. I confess to believing that the prosperity of our nation is because we are great, while refusing to acknowledge that all blessings come from your hand. I confess that we have allowed the material blessings you have given to us to deceive us into thinking we don't need you. I confess that we live as though material wealth and prosperity will bring happiness. I hope that this is also a prayer of all of us this morning. Let's turn this crisis into an opportunity of revival individually and as church, as VCAC. Let's reconnect with brothers and sisters. Call up the seniors who are shut out at home. They have no access. They don't know how to use electronic media to connect. For the ones who know, create a e-gathering group. Join one. Join the e-worship. Join the e-prayer meeting. Join the e-group and continue to have fellowship, to pray together, and repent, and revive, and return to God. Worry not, as Psalm 21 said, He will provide our needs. Scare not, He is our shepherd, He is our leader. He will guide us through this valley of darkness. We are just walking through, passing through. It will soon be over. Let's continue to be a strong Christian, to look upon the Lord for strength and wisdom, And to all of you VCAC members, I really missed each one of you. Hope that we'll be able to meet soon. Let's pray together. Father, as we leave, as we finish this morning's worship together, I pray that all of us will continue to repent our sins and turn back to you and listen to you. You want our attention, and let's quiet down and listen and revive. Let's share the gospel at this time with our neighbors, something that we were too busy to do in the past. Let's call up the seniors in our church and give them support. Let's continue to connect with brothers and sisters so that we can continue to develop our spiritual relationship. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, protection be with each one of them. And may your love to help us to go through this crisis. And may the Holy Spirit give us wisdom, guidance, and lead us through this crisis. Amen.